The Trim Radio Network and My World, Live, Laugh, or Whatever with Stu Scheer. You come on over to the Trim Radio Network. You can listen in. You can chat with us. If you want to be a part of our team, just message us. We'll show you how easy it is to do. Plus, we have some great apparel, and we'd love to see you out there sporting it. The opinions expressed by our host, co-host, guest, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others, and any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise, and we absolutely deny any liability whatsoever from any information given from the show. Anyway, without further ado, I am going to give you to Stu, and that is what I am going to do. Stu?
Hey, Michael. Boy, oh boy, I'll tell you what. Oh, I got some stuff about weathermen tonight. Oh, my goodness. Boy, did they blow this one. Well, anyhow, welcome to Money and Change. No, it isn't Money and Change. Dadgone, it's only Wednesday. Oh, it's my world, isn't it? As crazy as it has been, it has been crazy around here. Oh, my God. Everybody got all worked up this Monday night. Oh, we're going to have such a terrible storm. Oh, it's going to get deep. Woe is me. Everybody runs to the grocery store, strips the shelves bare. I mean, big catastrophe. And we only got 2 inches of snow. They shut down the schools. They shut down City Hall, and it was all over 2 inches of snow. Here in Ohio, 2 inches is nothing. But they overreacted to the weatherman. So tonight, 11 o'clock, I'm going to have Channel 7 on, and I'm going to listen to all of the excuses they can come up with. I don't normally pick on weathermen because it's a tough job, because here in Ohio, the weather changes between every 4 to 6 hours, depending on where you live. And if you're in Cleveland and you happen to have lake effect snow, that could happen, you know, in 3 to 4 hours. I mean, your rain changes up there to snow very easily. Oh, well. Hey, guys, welcome to my world. Live, laugh, and whatever. And I'll tell you what, it's been a crazy my world, I'll tell you. I'm in the midst of writing a research paper, and I'm not in class anymore. I don't need to do that. But for a group that I belong to, we are supposedly research specialists. And every time we meet, which is 5 times a year, we're supposed to submit a research paper. Oh, it's just like college again. Only I don't know if I'll ever get this one published. I just might. Who knows? Well, anyhow, it's been one of those, well, crazy weeks. I mean, this is Wednesday. I have a few days to settle down and stop all my research and writing so I can do Money and Change and realize where I'm at and what day it is. Well, anyhow, welcome to my world. And, you know, Michael does his disclaimer. I've got to do mine. Nothing in the show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a grain of salt and always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, well, fictional, or as close to it as we can get. Sit back, relax, and chill out. And oh, by the way, tell your friends to join us on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Who knows? I might mention your name. I've been known to do that, especially when I have relatives. Oh, it's something else when they pick on relatives. Well, you know, the Trim Radio Network has some really decent shows. We have Sunday, we have Fishing in Florida show with Ruscala Stefan. You have to listen to him. He's a great guy. Easy talking, easy to listen to, and he knows a lot about fishing in Florida. And then, of course, then we have Offsides, the college football top 25, and they'll be doing that. The Brighter Life show will be on the Circle Q show, a podcast with Victoria Smith. And then we've got the Slobber Knocker Talk. And that's a crazy name, isn't it? Slobber Knocker. Oh, well. Then you've got Money and Change, which is every 7 p.m. Bare Knuckles, Monday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And we have Take Point 22 radio show with Michael Bejas. And we have the Spiritual Freedom show with Richard Lawrence. Oh, and let's see. Wednesdays, I think we have something called My World. And then we have Ruscala's Red Pill radio show. Hey, I just got to tell Ruscala, you know, I don't want the red pill. I don't want the blue pill. I'll take the green pill. I kind of, you know, I take enough pills as it is, Ruscala. If it's not vitamin pills, it's something for blood pressure. Sometimes I have to because my blood pressure can get very high if I get too excited, and I don't want to do that. But those are the shows that we have on the Trim Radio Network, and this worldwide, all of these shows go worldwide. They even go to Miami University, where Ben Brining is there. Sorry, Ben, I'm picking on you. He's a cousin. He's a freshman at Miami University, which is, I guess you would call it the Harvard of Ohio. Anyhow, he's down there. And so he listens to the show, and I appreciate it. So, we have a lot of stuff. We have merchandise that you can buy. I tell you what, we've got all kinds of stuff. We have mugs, jackets, shirts. I mean, a lot of stuff. Water bottles that are insulated. I mean, we've got some good stuff. So, you know, help us stay on the air by supporting the shows. And, you know, if you want to send us some information, go ahead and check out our website. And we've also got a Facebook page for this show, which in the Facebook page is updated just about every day in the week. If I hit the right buttons, I just canceled my own show. Daggone. Oh, here we are. There we go. Oh, I learned something new this week, and I put it to use, and I've got a very clean screen, but I still have an itchy trigger finger. I can't figure that one out. You know, you hit the wrong button sometimes, and things disappear. I can't blame my new glasses, but the itchy trigger finger is just, it clicks on that mouse, and it just goes to town sometimes. Well, anyhow, guys, oh, what a weekend it was with
storms and everything else. And poor Michael, we had to shut down the servers because of the bad storms. And, you know, then we kind of get a break. And then today, he's getting some storms down in South Carolina. Not quite as bad as what we had over the weekend. And he's getting what we had here in Ohio, which was basically snow. And then rain. And it was crazy. It was crazy. This morning I had to get up way early, check the weather way early. And I had to take somebody for an eye appointment. So I took them to the eye appointment. And it was about, oh, I don't know, 10 miles away, 11 miles away. And I was expecting deep, deep, deep snow. Well, it wasn't deep and it wasn't bad. Just the slush was flying everywhere. I don't know where it's at where you are. But weather changes in Ohio just about between 4 and every 6 hours. It depends on the winds coming out of the west or whether the winds come from the east or whatever. You know, weather here is different. It can change. And even the meteorologists know it. And I pick on them a little bit. But I've had climatology. It was one of my classes I had to take. And I had already gone through my basic BA degree at the University of Findlay, and I wanted to take advanced courses, so I went to Wright State University in Dayton, Ohio, and I was taking different classes in geology and climatology and cartography and all kinds of stuff. And one of the classes was climatology. And we had to develop, based on the study that we did in the class, a chart that we could use to predict the weather in any one spot, wherever it was, given certain factors. And we had to know the air temperature, the amount of moisture, the humidity that's in the air. We had to know direction of winds. We had to know the basic structure of the land, the topography, basically. We had to know things about clouds and storm fronts and millibars, all kinds of technical things. Well, we made these charts, and these charts would cover an entire desktop. They were big. And the final exam, we could use those charts to predict the weather, and we had to be as precise as we possibly could, because the professor doing the class, he was a stickler for being very, very precise. And hopefully we matched up with his prediction. Well, it was a long final exam. But you know, I must have learned something because I got an A out of the class. It was amazing. And I kept that chart for probably about 15 years, and then I figured, no, I don't need that anymore. And, well, I got rid of it. But at least I know the basics, and I know what the weathermen go through and everything that they have to learn. And it's technical. And now they have radar and so forth. So I'm going to be interested in his excuse tonight for only getting 2 inches of snow. Now we've got some shout outs to do, because I always have to, you know, pat people on the back for the show. Trim Radio Network, I got to pat everybody at Trim Radio on the back, because these guys are fantastic. They have some really good shows. They do some really good research, and they're great. They're good guys. I've known Michael Bayhouse for quite a while, and we've done shows together and so forth. We click. And the Trim Radio Network is just like that. And we go all over the world. I've had responses from people in Myanmar, India, South Africa, South America, the Northern Hemisphere. But I don't get anybody saying anything from Iceland. I know they have good English, I don't speak Icelandic. It's different language for me. I can do a little bit of German, a little bit of French, maybe of Italian. You know, you want to get somebody angry at you and you want to say some words in Italian to get them all riled up, if you know what I mean. You can get kicked out of any bar or establishment with a few words that I know. Don't like to say them, but it happens. I even know a little bit of Swahili. I went to school at the University of Findlay with a guy from Kenya. He ended up being the assistant undersecretary of Kenya. So Kiplangat Arap Shuruyat, if you're still around and you hear the show, Jumbo and Habari. Anyhow, hats off to the guys at Trim Radio Network. Hats off to the University of Findlay. They expected some snow and they called off classes today. Boy, the students got it easy. I don't know how much snow they got. I forgot to check. I just wonder how much, because when I went there, it didn't make any difference. You still had class. You could have 2 inches, 3 inches, 4 inches, 5 inches of snow. You could have ice. It didn't make any difference. You went to class. And now they just, call off class. At Xavier University, where I did my master's work, and that's in Cincinnati, Ohio, I want to tell you something. they didn't call off class either. And they didn't this time. They had 5 inches of snow in Cincinnati, and the words were out that, okay, you'll do all your classwork online. And they had that I had, because when I was there, it was stone tablets. Well, anyhow, big shout out to the University of Findlay, and I hopefully, they go back to class. Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. Boy, I'll tell you what, he does some really good custom pen work. And if you're a college, university, or business, or just private citizens, if you want to give a type of a pen that is a beautiful pen, Rusty Ducks Custom Pens does it. I mean, they are fantastic. And Phil over at Rusty Ducks, I've seen his workshop. I've seen how he does his pens. He does some beautiful work. And I just might post it on Money and Change. Because, I mean, he does. And Michael and I both have pens made by Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. They are fantastic. And nothing leaves the shop until it's absolutely perfect. Trust me. You're always going to be satisfied with those pens. You're always going to be wowed by those pens. Okay, a big shout out to Money and Change. That's going to be every Sunday night live at 7 p.m. And we're going to talk about a lot of the financial stuff that's going on in the world and some prepping and stuff. We'll talk a little bit about prepping tonight. But that's what we do. And we've been doing that for over 10 years. And hopefully we've helped out a lot of people. I always say, if I can help out one person with their finances a day, I've done my job. If I can help out 3, 4, 5, 100, I don't care. I've done my job. And I don't get paid for doing this job. I donate my time and I donate my research and what little knowledge I have. But, that's Money and Change every Sunday at 7 p.m. And, of course, My World, Life, Laugh, and Whatever, or Live, Laugh, and Whatever, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. And we have all kinds of different topics. It's basically wide open. And it shows it, because it constantly changes. I could have something for the show that 10 minutes before the show, something important comes up, and I have to change everything around. A big shout out to Brad and Krista at the Big Family Homestead. They came out with a YouTube video on going to a digital currency. I didn't have a chance to watch it, so I'm going to have to go back and check them out to see if they agree with what I'm hearing. Also, a big shout out to Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. Fantastic people living down on a farm outside of Wiggins, Mississippi. it's about 100 miles north of the Gulf of Mexico. And Danny is, he's a super wise person. He knows about crops and everything else. I mean, the guy's really smart. And so is Wanda. She handles the video part. She's the videographer. Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. Check him out on YouTube because Dave does boots on the ground. And they talk about all the financial stuff that's going on in the United States. People send him all kinds of information. And he puts it on the on his show. And it gives you a feel for what's actually going out in the world on the West Coast, the East Coast. I can't say the North Coast because we don't really have one unless you consider the Great Lakes. And then we have Ed Carswell, the Prepper Nurse One, down in West Virginia, getting used to that and building up his homestead down there. So you want to check those guys out. They're fantastic. Very good shows. Another one that I like to listen to and I haven't had a chance is Out of Goshen, G-O-S-H-E-N, with Eric. And Eric used to be a doctor, believe it or not. And he's got so much knowledge. And he's just up in Michigan. And one of these days I'll have to drive up to the middle part of Michigan and stop in and say howdy. But I don't know where his site is. I mean, he lives kind of off grid. And has a large family. And they do some prepping and so forth. Eric and I have corresponded back and forth. I'd love to have him on the show. I'd love to have Ed Carswell, Danny King. I mean, they're all good people. They're all very friendly. And that's what I like about them, because if somebody on the air isn't friendly and they don't want to interact with people, then do you really want to listen to them? So those are the shout outs that I've got this week. And what's happening in our world? I mean, lately around here, we've had weathermen saying basically these big storms, and they have all of the projections and all of the radar and pictures and everything. And they say, oh, it's going to be bad. And then it doesn't get bad. Or sometimes they say, well, it's not going to be too bad. And then all of a sudden it cuts loose. The only thing I can really tell you about maybe here in Ohio, Western Ohio, to be specific. If you're down in Cincinnati and you get a snowstorm out of the southwest, or a snowstorm that reverses and comes out of the east, which is known as a wet Betty, you're in trouble, especially if you're in Cincinnati, because snow removal there, I know when I lived there, it was almost, it was precarious. The interstate was basically clean, but the rest of the roads, they had a street manager so bad that one day this big storm was coming in and we were going to get about 5 to 6 inches of snow. And I worked right downtown. And the city didn't put plows on the trucks. Instead, they just spread salt around. They let it accumulate and they threw salt out. It caused so much of a headache and a pain in the keister. The people were calling City Hall and complaining, and that was the day after the storm had hit and all the traffic problems and everything. The day after that, the guy that was in charge of street maintenance was gone instantaneously. And Roxanne Qualls was the mayor at that time. And I knew Roxy. She was a very nice person and very fair. I mean, I had interaction with people in City Hall, Hamilton County, courts. Hamilton County itself, University of Cincinnati, up into Butler County and so forth. I got to know a lot of the politicians and mayors and, oh, judges, all kinds of stuff. And she just got fed up and fired the guy. They brought in a new guy and they bought plows or got the plows put on the trucks, and a big promise was made that the streets would be cleaned, and eventually they were. But that's Cincinnati. Up where I live north of Dayton, Ohio, it's not all that bad all the time. We might get 5 inches of snow, 4 inches, 3 inches. Sometimes we get something really serious, but the guys in my county, they're clearing the streets and the roads. They do a good job. And they're always pre-treating the roads. They're putting that brine down with beet juice, I guess. And that's not bad. I just don't like to get it on my car. I never get behind the truck if I see it. I always go some other way because I don't want to get that stuff splashed on my car. I don't know what it would do to damage the car, but yeah, you never know. It's a red car, a beautiful red car. But maybe after that brine gets on it and works on it, it'll be a rusty brown by the next morning. I don't know. But, you know, we're having that problem with weather. And the meteorologists, hey, they try. They really, really, really try. And it can be a difficult job to predict what's happening with the weather. You know, I feel for them sometimes. Sometimes the weather is so good they don't have anything to do and say. They're bored. But then it gets into the storm season and then things pick up. Well, that's been my world, basically, you know, on the road, going different places, writing the research paper, going to bed at night at a normal hour right after the, you know, the 11 o'clock news. And I go to bed, and all of a sudden, have you ever had these nights about 2:30 in the morning, you wake up and you have all of these thoughts, all of them, and you're getting zapped from every direction with all these thoughts. Your mind is just working and overworking, and you can't go back to sleep. And so about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, you go, oh, I can't take this anymore. I got to get up. So you get up, and then it's like this research paper I'm working on, how to rebuild an organization and so forth. It's a little bit deep, but it's only about a 15-page paper. And I'm looking at this stuff, and I'm trying to think. And all this information is coming into my head, and I'm going, oh, no, how am I going to put this down? So I went through, I wrote everything up. I did a really good job on it. And I submitted it to a nationally known person. They call him Coach. And he's very good. He's down in Florida. I've talked to him several times. I correspond with the guy. And I said, would you please review this paper? And he calls me back and he says, hey, it's really good. You need to turn it into a podcast. And I'm like, oh, no, I don't know how to do podcasts. I'm technically challenged a little bit. Well, anyhow, his name is John Nagy. He's down in Tampa. And he told me how to do it and so forth. And I said, well, I'm still writing it. But what do you think so far? He said, it's fantastic. I said, okay, that's great. So I went back. And next thing you know, the next night, bingo, I go to bed and I wake up and it's like, oh no, not another night. I got another idea. I have to make a change to the paper. And then I get in and I'm fighting with Word and this new update and stuff that they've done. They've really messed it up. Microsoft is known for messing up good things and making them, well, they say they make them better. In some cases they do, but it's mostly make it worse. Well, anyhow, I'm redoing things. And again, this morning, before I even had to leave at, 7:45 to travel and take my friend down to get the eyes taken care of, I'm still working on this thing. I get back and I'm still working on it. I've made some more changes. And then hopefully I can present it to this group maybe in 2 months. I think it's in 2 months is when we meet again. And if it's good enough, they will submit it for publication to the main group. And so we'll see what happens. I haven't done this since college. And all I did in college was get on the typewriter, you know, and write papers and all kinds of stuff. And now I'm doing it again. Oh. I feel for college students, Ben. I really, really, really do. But that's been on my end of the world, putting up with weather and putting up with this research paper. It gets kind of hairy. Something that came up, did you know that the guys that went to Davos, Switzerland, to the World Economic Forum, the attendees wanted non-vaxxed pilots? Sounds strange. They were pushing for everybody to get the jab. But now on the pilots, they don't want them. They have to be unvaxxed, unjabbed pilots. I wonder what's up. And they've made some things we're going to go into if we have time. If it didn't, oh, we still have a little bit of time. Thank goodness. Oh, my mind spins. How about papers? 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 You have papers? Well, you know, first, Donald Trump, they said, oh, we're going to raid and find papers. Then Joe B., the current POTUS, oh, oops, we made a mistake. We're going to turn over the papers because you guys found some already. Then it was Pence. They found some in Indiana. I wonder if Obi-Wan Kenobi, oh, wait a minute, that was Obama. If he has papers, and go back to Bush, and did he have papers? The only thing I can figure out from this papers, the top secret papers and whatever, for your eyes only, you know, the type that you have for 007 James Bond, is that the president can declassify papers, documents. He has that power. But you know something? The vice president doesn't. And from what I'm hearing is that the papers that Joe Plugs or the POTUS has were when he was vice president, so he didn't really have a right to have them. The same thing with Pence. Only the president can declassify this stuff. Now, if the president forgot to declassify it, well, he could be in hot water. And then they're finding that Joe's documents were found in different places, and oh, it was just behind my Corvette, but my Corvette was locked up. I think those papers are very, very confidential stuff, and you don't want to lock them up in your garage. That's a poor excuse, in my opinion. I don't know about you. And then I hear something from certain people. We'll just call him Billy Gates, saying that there might be more pandemics to come. And then you hear it from people in the New World Order, NWO, that there might be more pandemics. Well, gee, they didn't come out of bats. They had to be manufactured. Stuff is coming out. And one of the things I just picked up just before the show was Diamond and Silk. You know, they were always on YouTube and stuff. They had stuff during the election. And turned out that Diamond died. And just, I guess, keeled over. That was it. And her sister, and I didn't know it was her sister, but her sister, Silk, was saying at her funeral, that they ought to look into stuff because something's going on. And I'm finding out through friends who have had the vax and the boosters that now they're having problems. And that's kind of like a personal thing. It's getting close to home, okay? So I've heard there are ways to detox from all that. I'm not a doctor, and I don't know, but if I would have had the jab and the boosters, I think, yeah, I would be finding out how to get that stuff out of my system. But when I heard more stuff to come, oh my God, Then I'm hearing stuff about banks. Banks are having problems and possible bail-ins and all this kind of stuff. I'm like, okay, what do you do with money? And, you know, I'm going around on YouTube and they're saying, well, there could be a bank bail-in or there could be this, that, and the other. And I've got to get with Brad and Krista to see what they did on their show about going to a digital money. How are they going to do it? What's the deal? But this one thing with Davos in Switzerland, that really, really got to me. And there was an article that was done by Paul Joseph Watson via the Summit News. And he said, Davos attendee says, quiet part out loud. Agenda is to create a new world order. Well, that's been going on since George Bush has been around, including George Herbert Walker Bush. Maybe as long as Bush beer. I don't know. Well, anyhow, Paul Joseph Watson says a Davos speaker explicitly outlined the World Economic Forum agenda when he stated that the goal was to create a new world order. And it was Bilawal Bhutto Zardari, Z-A-R-D-A-R-I. He was Pakistan's Minister of Foreign Affairs. I wonder if Bill Clinton was our Minister of Foreign Affairs. Well, anyhow, he said here at the WEF, there's a lot of discussion about the new world order will be... how do we work towards that new normative international order that allows us to address our differences and disputes in a civilized world, said Zardari. And they also openly acknowledged that they may not be successful in establishing the new world order or the NWO right now due to times being hyper-partisan and polarized. Okay. Well, Drew Hernandez, at Drew Hernandez Live, he said, I believe that the moment we are in such, in this moment that we're in a hyper partisan, hyper polarized time, that we're not going to be able to form the new Helsinki today. But going forward, we must form and improve our normative and international institutional order internationally so that we can address these complaints. Well, the Davos Watch had a statement, the WEF declares countries need to respond or respect global rules and say we have countries that are respecting their national interests going beyond the rule. Well, that's the WEF. But then you have the WHO, World Health Organization, through the UN, and they're saying that they're going to have some type of a treaty and everybody has to abide to it. Oh, gee. We have laws and a constitution here in the United States. We can't supersede that. But the WHO says, oh, yes, we can. And the WEF may be doing the same thing. One of the things that they said for the WEF is implanted brain chips. We're going to get that. I don't think I want anything put in my brain. Knowledge, yes. And people say you need a brain. Well, yeah, I probably do. How about a digital database to monitor who has been vaccinated and who hasn't? They want to track you. They want to control you. I don't know that I want to be controlled and tracked and chipped and whatever. I don't know about you. I just don't trust what they're doing. And then they want to control illegal hate speech. Well, define hate speech. Tell me what it is. Tell me the nasty words I'm not supposed to say. Like, would it be something like W.C. Fields used to say? Ah, Godfrey Daniels, yes. Mother of Pearl. Well, he said it, and it was done. Is that illegal? I don't know. And it goes on more things that they want to do. And I'm thinking, you know, these guys are nuts. They're power hungry. They want to control. They want to eliminate people on this earth with this jab. And a guy by the name of Cliff, C-L-I-F, his last name is High, H-I-G-H, and he's on Chatter. Oh, wait a minute. No, I will come up with this in a second. With the click of the mouse, I can find it. As soon as it loads. I've got it right here on my other screen. BitChute. BitChute.com. Check that one out, because Cliff High is on there, because he really can't be on YouTube. And a lot of the stuff that he talks about is very data involved, and he's a statistician, and he does all kinds of stuff. The guy's a genius. And he talks about a lot of this stuff, and he said, beginning in January forward, in 2023, there are going to be a lot of people starting to get sick and starting to die. He's an actuary with insurance companies. He does a lot of statistics. And he knows this stuff. And he's saying that, yeah, people that have gotten the jab and all the boosters, we have a problem. And I'm beginning to see that personally with a lot of my friends, and it's not a happy thing to see. But so far, Cliff has been, I would say, pretty right. I mean, probably 90% right. His percentages are better than the weatherman, if you know what I mean. Well, hey, speaking of weathermen, I've got a couple of jokes. There was one about the donkey weatherman. He said, once upon a time, there was a king who wanted to go fishing, and he called the royal weather forecaster and inquired as to weather forecast for the next few hours, what it was going to be. And the weatherman assured him that there was no chance of rain in the coming days. So the king went fishing with his wife, the queen. Well, on the way, he met a farmer on his donkey, and upon seeing the king, the farmer said, "Your Majesty, you should return to the palace at once, because in just a short time, I expect a large amount of rain to fall in this area." And the king was polite and considerate, and he replied, "I hold the palace meteorologist in highest regard. He is in an exclusively educated position and experienced professional, and I pay him in very high wages, and he gave me a very con- different forecast, and I trust in him, and I will continue on my way. So he did. However, a short time later, a torrential rain fell from the sky, and the king and queen were totally soaked. That'd be just my luck, too. And their entourage chuckled upon seeing them in such a shameful condition. And furious, the king returned to the palace and gave the order to execute the weatherman at once. And he summoned the farmer and offered him the prestigious and high-paying role of the royal forecaster. Well, the farmer said, "Your Majesty, I do not know anything about forecasting. I obtain my information from my donkey. If his ears droop, it means with certainty it will rain." So the king hired the donkey on the spot, and thus began the ancient practice of hiring, ready for this one, asses to work in government and occupy its highest and most influential position. How about the chief weatherman? The Indians on a remote reservation in Oklahoma asked their new chief if the coming winter was going to be cold or mild. And since he was the chief of the society, you know, the clan or the tribe that he was with, he had never been taught the old secrets of weather forecasting. Well, nevertheless, to be on the safe side, he told his tribe that the winter was indeed going to be cold and that the members of the village should collect firewood to be prepared. But being a practical leader, after several days, he got an idea. He went to the phone booth and he called the National Weather Service and asked, "Is the weather going to be cold or is it going to be mild?" Well, the weatherman says, "It looks like this winter is going to be quite cold," the meteorologist said. So the chief went back and he said, "Hey, tribe, you know, hey, let's get more firewood. We got to be prepared. The weatherman said it's going to get colder." And a week later, he called the National Weather Service again. And he says, "Hey, does it still look like it's going to be a very cold winter?" And the guy at the National Weather Service said, "Oh, it's going to be a very cold winter." And the chief went back to his tribe and told him again and again and again. He said, "Every scrap of firewood, get every scrap of firewood and tinder and everything that you could find and stack it up. We have to prepare for a cold winter." And 2 weeks later, the chief called the National Weather Service again. He says, "Are you absolutely sure that this winter is going to be very cold?" Well, the guy at the National Weather Service said, "Absolutely. It's going to be a bear. It's going to be one of the coldest winters we've ever seen." He says, the chief said, "Well, how do you know for sure?" And the weatherman replied, "Well, the Indians are collecting a crap load of firewood." Well, weatherman, I don't know if I can send that to Channel 7 or not. I just might. Of course, I don't know what they'll do to me, but maybe they'll cause a cloud to gather up over my house and give it perpetual rain. I don't know. But anyhow, guys, you know, regardless of the weather, you just have to have a good outlook. You always have to know some jokes to get by through rough times. And if you're in college, hey, study like crazy, learn what you got to do, relax a little bit on the weekends, prepare for your papers and tests, and do the best that you absolutely can. And always, always, always prepare. And if I was a student in college now, like I was many moons ago, I think Methuselah just graduated the year before me. But anyhow, what I would do is, you know, you're going to have a refrigerator in the room. So what you want to do is to make sure you have water to drink. Forget the beer. Take the beer out of the refrigerator. Load it with water and some food, so forth. And maybe some freeze-dried food. Make sure you have maybe extra toilet paper in case the college runs out. be prepared, you know, power bars, those bars that you get, you know, you guys know what it is. It's college. And you get all these good things to eat and you store them. Because when the weather gets bad and so forth and you can't go out for class or you just don't want to go out to the dining hall or whatever, you have some food in the dorm. And if you're in an apartment, do the same thing. But be prepared for everything. Because stuff happens. I can't say the other stuff. Well, I could say fecal matter happens, but it does happen. And so you have to be prepared for stuff like that. And study and study and study. Learn as much as you can, as long as you can. For the rest of us that are out of school, and a lot of us have been out of school a long time, it's a continual learning situation. You're always going to learn something new. And, you know, at your job, you'll learn something new. You may learn something new at your church. You might learn something new. Just shopping at Wally World, good old Wally World. But learn from what you see and be able to apply what you've learned. Oh, man, that's deep. Do I want to put that in that research paper? I don't think so. But anyhow, guys, that's all I have for the week. And my world has been crazy this week. Maybe your world is going to be crazy next week. Who knows? Only Michael does. And I don't think he's back yet. Because normally he would be here saying, it's time to go. But he's not. But anyhow, check out Cliff High. The guy is a little eccentric, but he's very knowledgeable. And sometimes this last time he was on, it got deep. He was explaining stuff that I thought was over my head by about 3 miles. But yet I understood what he was saying. And it's so much stuff going on, guys. There's so much stuff. And be prepared for it. Whether or not you're at Miami University, Ohio University, Wright State University, the University of Findlay, Xavier University, wherever you're at, Ohio State even.
Okay. Hey, I love you
too. Be prepared for what's coming, because I've heard a lot of places it's going to get tough. And speaking of tough, guess who shows up?
Ha!
It's
we are there.
I know we are. I was waiting for you. But no, you didn't show up.
I'm perfect on time.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, guys, that's all I've got this week for my world. Live, laugh, and whatever. And this Sunday, and hopefully the weather doesn't cause us any problems, but this Sunday we'll be doing Money and Change live right here on the Trim Radio Network. We'll see you then.
Take care, guys. Thank you for tuning into the Trim Radio Network. We're blessed to have you as listeners. Thank you, and we are so honored. And we'll see you next time. The book.